I'm Liam Byrne and I play the viola da gamba. I'd like to talk to you about the importance of ornamentation and what this desk has in common with French dance music. The writing table in front of you was built in Paris between 1700 and 1715, and as you can see, it is positively dripping with beautifully ornate marquetry in brass, ebony, ivory, mother of pearl, copper, turtle shell, pewter, and even transparent bits of horn with little coloured paper glued to the back of it so that it looks almost like marble. These adornments are clearly the stuff of luxury, but they also make the rather boxy shape of the desk more pleasant to look at by articulating its proportions and guiding our eyes more slowly across the intricate details of its surface. So I'd like to play you a piece of music that does essentially the same thing. It's an Allemande by Marin Marais, who's one of the greatest virtuoso composers of music for the viola da gamba, which is an instrument that's kind of a cross between a guitar and cello that was popular in the Baroque period. And Marais wrote this piece at almost exactly the same time that this desk was built. Of all of the types of French dances, the Allemande is the most solid, rigid, square, and regular. But what Marais does is he uses lots of ornaments, or as he called them, agréments, to give it the grace and poise that was essential to French musical taste at the time. Let's look, for example, at the very end of the piece. If we take away all the ornaments, it sounds like this. But what Marais has actually written is this. So you can hear how the ornamentation kind of guides our ear through the phrase and gives a better flow to the end of the piece. But in this case, Marais actually asks us to repeat this phrase, and the second time gives us more ornaments to play on top of what he's already written, which sound like this. So he wants us to show off a little bit as well. Just like the writing desk, this Allemande is absolutely bursting with ornamentation. There's one ornament on almost every single beat. To our modern ears, it can be quite a lot of fiddly detail to take in, and it certainly makes the piece more difficult to play. But these ornaments are not just stuck on. They are an integral part of the structure of the music, and they ultimately bring the whole thing into a much better balance. So, here is an Allemande in A minor by Marin Marais from his third book of pieces for solo viola da gamba, published in 1711.